WHCL, Clinton, New York.
It's 8 o'clock.
Ha ha ha! back where I started from, where flowers of flowers bloom in the sun. Each morning at dawning, birdies sing and everything a sun-kissed mist that don't be late. That's why I can hardly wait. Open up that golden gate, California, here I come.
Here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin'. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and you've tuned in again. If you've heard this before, and if you haven't heard it before, welcome aboard. It's all aboard indeed. This is a railroad rhythm version of Radiola because one of my listeners suggested that with the high price of petroleum and pump gasoline, that perhaps we would be relying more upon that which travels upon rails than we have in recent decades. We just have to shine those rails up a bit and get them less rusty. And that's the plan. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And we began this radiola with Clarence Williams and his Jazz Kings. 1929, our theme, Railroad Rhythm. Then Cliff Edwards with lots of train sounds. By the way, if you're allergic to train sounds, you may have to turn this down on occasion. Cliff Edwards, California, Here I Come, 1924. And our theme, which has nothing to do with the railroad at all. Except maybe we should wake up and use them and fix them up once in a while and fund them, perhaps. Who knows? Wake Up Chillin', 1929. And now, to start out in sprightly fashion, On most railroad lines, they had what was called a tank time, which is to say, that was where the train would stop when they'd have to load up with water to put in the boiler, and that would be the water tank. Well, little towns would spring up around said tanks, and they would be called tank towns, and they were generally pretty small, but that's what we're talking about here. Jelly Roll Morton and his orchestra in 1929 with Tank Town Bump.
Happy my mammy by my side. I heard that whistle blow. I guess it's time to go, because my train is waiting. I've got no time to lose. Now, a certain party that I know has offered me a ticket to Chicago, but he can have it. I don't want it. I've got the Georgia blues. Still got the Georgia blues. So tired of hearing bad news. Well, I'm gonna get in that James Crow car that ain't gonna stop until I'm home again. Lord, you know I wasn't satisfied. You know why I long to take that ride. Won't I be happy to have some chitlins and cornbread sticking to my side? Now we'll hear this whistle blow. I expect it's time to go. Looks like that train's trying to leave me. Got no more time to lose. 'Cause the party wanted to marry me way last spring. He even went and bought me a diamond ring, but he can have it. I don't want it. I've got the Georgia blues.
WSB. The voice of the South, radio phone broadcasting station of the Atlanta Journal, Atlanta, Georgia. Now presenting the Vic Myers Melody Artist, radio jazzologist, in their syncopating blues, flag that train. All aboard.
What is Pod, College Park, Hatesville, Milledgeville, and Townsville?
Thank you.
Well, that's our flag stop. And you heard a little bit of phony radio announcing. This, of course, is WHCL 88.7 FM. I'm nowhere near Atlanta, although I'm in the same seaboard as Atlanta. Not close to the seaboard, but approximately the same seaboard as Atlanta, but somewhat more northern. And that was Flag That Train with Vic Myers, Atlanta Melody Artist. And speaking of Georgia, that was Ethel Waters in 1929 with Georgia Blues. Lots of train imagery in there, too. Beginning with Jelly Roll Morton, Tanktown Bump, 1929. And this is Radio. I'm Andy Sr., and thank you for listening. This is our Railroad Rhythm Edition, celebrating that which we may be forced to embrace in the coming years if things continue along the same path. But we won't go into that. This is supposed to be a happy show. And let's celebrate this. Here's a guy, though. It's Singing the Blues. Horace Smith with Sid Valentine's Patent Leather Kids in 1929. Clickety-clack blues. Yeah, that's evocative.
What do you do, John? I push, I push, I push. What do you push, John? I push in the trap. Where do you push, John? On the Delaware Lackawanna, a one, a one, a one, the Delaware Lackawanna, a yeah.
With Bam Bam Bammy Shore. Not strictly a railroad song, but the thing is, with a lot of the music of the 20s and somewhat in the 30s, you'll find that the music itself has a rhythm suggestive of rail travel, and that record certainly does. And the Revelers, of course, in 1925. And before that, I know Pete was listening, and he must have enjoyed that. Where Do You Work, John? On the Delaware Lackawanna. That was Six Jumping Jacks, 1926. And those guys, that was probably the least offensive version of that song out there. So I'm glad to play it tonight. This is not about personalities. This is about railroads, and that was certainly a railroad edition of that song. Before that, we had Horace Smith recording with Sid Valentine and his patent leather kids. I don't know what they're referring to, whether they're shoes or they just had their hair all shined up or whatever, but they certainly were. They were a shiny group of people, and they played some shiny music too. A lot of good sides that day. About eight of them actually. That was Clickety Clack Blues, recorded in Richmond, Indiana, in 1929. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Thank you so much for streaming tonight and for listening via the airwaves. I'm Andy Senior, and this is Radiola. We're celebrating rail travel this evening, and it ought to be celebrated. We're going to be celebrating it a lot pretty soon if we know what's good for us. So just remember that if you're it's sort of expensive, but perhaps if more they were to, they can fix that too. You'd think we would have cheaper rail travel in this country. It would be more reasonable and whatever. If you had more people traveling, you can carry as much as many people as you want and still be the same price. You can even carry, a lot of people. So that's what we're looking at here. Leave that RV tethered to the house, and let's just consider this other. Here, keeping it within the railroad mood, we have Oscar Papa Celestin's original Tuxedo Jazz Band in 1926. And this is called Station Calls.
Thank you. I can't get there fast enough. Take me to that train from way out west. Why, I'm just jumping in my shoes, cause there ain't no time to lose. Got a date, 158, with the one that I love best. My cutie's due at 222. She's coming through on a big choo-choo. She's been away for months, but I haven't cheated once. Stayed home nights, didn't dance, wasn't taking any chance. Didn't flirt, and though it hurt, just couldn't do my cutie dirt. My days were blue and nights were black, but I just knew that she'd come back. For I love her and she loves me, and say, don't think there ain't no Santa Claus. I know darn well there is, because my cuties do have to do too.
That was Al Lentz with Hello, Swanee Hello. I think I also have that somewhere, possibly on a 78 by Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians. But that was the Al Lentz version. I kind of like his voice. He has a certain rough-hewn quality in there. I don't know what he was drinking, but it must have been good because he sounded like that. That was 1926. Before that, Ted Weems. What a band. My Cuties Do It 2-2-2 today, 1926, and the take that was issued on 78 in this country was such a popular success that the masters weren't that great, so they used the less used master. They took the road less traveled, or the spur line, I suppose you could say. And before that, from the same year, Oscar Papa Celestin's original Tuxedo Jazz Band, Station Calls. And I'm going to assume that's a depot they're referring to and not a radio station. Our radio station call is WHCL, 88.7 FM and WHCL.org if you're streaming. And I'm glad to see that many of you are. Thank you. And yes, indeed, if you want to catch up on this playlist or any previous playlist, visit my Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com. You'll find every playlist ever done on this program and a couple of other ones, too. And they're all good. And also lots of great links. You get, boy, what great links you got there. And I should link to a few more things, but you should be able to find your way around. I don't want to turn it into a compendium, but it's fairly compendious as it stands. And so am I. I'm Andy Sr., your compendious host of Radiola, and we're continuing this evening. Well, here's a set of things to... Now, with the railroad situation, let's look at what we're in danger of eclipsing here. And I think we need to start. This is an automotive set, just for contrast. And the sentiment of this title, indeed. Claude Hopkins and his orchestra, Fred Norman on the vocal. Traffic was terrific. It was, wasn't it? It's always good while it lasts.
Traffic sure was terrific that day. Now, what I said before, that big fat judge, nobody would go my way, not a soul. And when he saw that I had done gone and broke the law, he sent me right on off to the city jail. Now, when they put me in jail, I didn't expect to stay. And if I don't soon get out of here, I'll have the devil to pay. But the way things look now, I ain't going to get out of school sometime next May, because the traffic sure was terrific that day. Yeah, it was. Thank you.
That was Sam Morgan's jazz band. That's simplicity. You don't need to say any more than that. You don't need any sobriquets in there. That's pretty close to it. Sam Morgan's jazz band in 1927. One of a handful of records they made, but a good one. And this is something many of us won't do as heavily as we have been doing. That's stepping on the gas. You don't want to step on it too much because you'll step on it way too far and then you won't have any more. And before that, Fats Waller. And this is somewhat ominous, although it wasn't intended as such in the original song. Waiting at the End of the Road. And I hope that's AAA down there. I really do. 1929. We began with Claude Hopkins and his orchestra, Fred Norman on the vocal. Traffic was terrific, and we'll all just have to remember it. As it was. 1935. Yes, indeed. I'm not going to get nostalgic for traffic. I think that's a dreadful thing to consider, doing all these the things that are going on. But when you consider the alternative, rail travel. But one more traffic song. And this is Vince Giordano's Nighthawks. Vince Giordano will be playing Monday nights in New York City at the Edison Hotel. At Sophia's restaurant in perpetuity, as long as they keep paying their light bill, he's there, and he's got a wonderful summer planned. So if you find yourself down in the New York City area, go on down there on Broadway at Sophia's restaurant at the Hotel Edison. Listen to Vince Giordano every Monday night. I don't know if they're doing a Memorial Night. Well, what I would suggest to you is check their. Check my site, which has a listing for that. Call them up if you're in the neighborhood and say, hey, you guys are going to be open Memorial Day. And if they are, terrific. Let's hope they are, of course. And if they're not, we'll get them next time. But I think they are. No, I don't think anything ever closes in New York. What do they ever close for? Nothing. You can't close New York. It's like it just costs money to get in there, that's all. And here's Vince Giordano with Stopping the Traffic. And if we're stopping the traffic, we might be thinking about starting up something else. But let's stop some traffic with this.